Hello, CrossFit Lynchpin. Monday, September 6, 2021. If you're new to the community, welcome. If you've been around for a while, thanks for your continued support. If you are new, pause this video and check out the other video attached to today's training. It's entitled, New to Lynchpin? Watch this first. So check that out because that will give you the information and groundwork for everything that I'm going to discuss in the daily videos, and without that information, you'll be a little bit lost. So check that out, then go ahead and circle back. Okay, we've got a good one going on today. At least I think it's a good one. Here's what we have. Run a 5K. What could be more fun than that? Not a barbell in sight, doing what is effective, not what's popular. We say that we do that at Lynchpin, and we mean it. And just building that metabolic conditioning, that aerobic base is so important, but so easy to blow off. But we're not going to blow it off. So run a 5K. Last time we did this was on June 22nd, 2021. If you want to go back and check your time on that. We also have some other equipment conversions if maybe you're not going to run. You're going to hop on the Echo Bike or the Assault Bike or the Concept 2 Rower. We have all the distances laid out there for you. Super fitness robot time for this. This is data pulled from beyond the whiteboard. 21 minutes and 45 seconds or less for men. 25 minutes and 7 seconds or less for women. You're cooking and you haven't been blown off your running, that's for sure. More likely time. This is where I expect a lot of us to be. Men, 27 minutes and 15 seconds or less. Women, 31 minutes and 58 seconds or less. The mere fact that you're getting out and doing a 5K puts you in a great segment of CrossFitting society. Scaled option. Maybe that's just a bit too much volume based upon where you are. Too much running. Knees, hips, they're just not ready for it. Scaled option, 1.5 mile run for time. Limited equipment option. And the no equipment option, well, no gears needed, so we're all doing the same thing today. It's run a 5K, one big, glorious Lynchpin family. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Do some farmer's carries, depending upon how heavy the loading is. That will dictate how far you have to carry them. But do three challenging farmer's carries. Not to failure, just three challenging distances, you know, resting a couple minutes between each. Then we have an either-or for some good old gut work. Either an L-sit, accumulating 1 to 2 minutes in that hold. We've got a video for that. Or bear-hugging, a sandbag, a heavy D-ball, something like that. Just a static hold bear-hug, accumulating 3 to 5 minutes, somewhere in that range. Doesn't have to be unbroken, just accumulating that. You choose the loading. Cool-down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes. Casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, as well as the calves and foam rolling stretch, and both of those are accompanied by videos. Last thing I'll say today, at the bottom of the page, and this is at the bottom of every day's training, and we mean it, remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.